Wisconsin voters could be asked their opinions about abortion access on the upcoming April ballot. We've made it to another Friday. It's January 26th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Sarah Lear will have the latest on a proposal that would require public schools to teach comprehensive sex education. And Quick Trip is about to see increased competition, with Circle K planning an expansion in the state. Stay with us.
What's going on in Wisconsin today? You find out on the Wisconsin Today podcast. This 10 minutes of regional news is supported by the people who listen. You. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A bill that would ask Wisconsin voters whether abortion should be restricted after 14 weeks of pregnancy has passed the Assembly. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, Governor Tony Evers has planned to veto it.
The bill would create a referendum on the April ballot about limiting abortion access. It passed 53-46, with 11 Republicans joining all Democrats in opposing it. Dissenting Republicans said they don't want abortion to be legal in Wisconsin at all. The Democrats don't want to restrict abortion. Representative Amanda Nedweski of Pleasant Prairie authored the proposal. She said it's about taking the temperature of voters.
A referendum puts the power back in the hands of the people where it belongs.
Governor Tony Evers has said he'll veto the bill before it has a chance to hit the ballot box. He argues that voters elected him in part because of his record on abortion. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
President Joe Biden visited Superior yesterday to tout how his economic policies are restoring infrastructure and creating jobs nationwide. Biden visited Earth Rider Brewery in Superior near the base of the Blotnick Bridge. The bridge is receiving $1 billion under the bipartisan infrastructure law for its replacement. Biden says that will support commerce and create jobs.
Goods are going to get shipped quicker, and commerce will flow more freely instead of having to detour for up to 10 miles. Here's what else it means. It means that 10,000 new construction jobs, union jobs.
The visit comes as the most recent Marquette Law School poll showed the president's job approval rating was at 40% last November. Biden also trailed former President Donald Trump in that poll among registered voters. During a media briefing before the visit, Wisconsin GOP Chair Brian Schimming called the president's visit a rescue mission. Schimming says Biden faces a tight rematch against Trump in November. Wisconsin Democrats are trying to revive a bill that would require schools to teach comprehensive sex education. As Sarah Lear reports, the proposal is modeled after a state law that was repealed by Republicans more than a decade ago.
Under the bill, public schools would need to provide sexual education that is medically accurate and age-appropriate. That includes information about contraceptives. Currently, Wisconsin districts may choose to offer sex education, but aren't required to do so. Ann Brasowski-Roth is with Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. She says she started thinking more about sex education after speaking with her child's classmate. Their district teaches abstinence until marriage.
They said to me, "So how come you can't get STDs after you get married?" Oh. And I thought, this is where the sex ed that we are providing now is failing our kids.
Democratic Senator Melissa Agard calls the measure common sense. But she says it's unlikely to clear Wisconsin's GOP-led legislature. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The convenience store chain Circle K is expanding in Wisconsin. It plans to open 60 stores in the state and create more than 1,000 jobs. Circle K officials say the new stores are expected to open in the state over the next several years. The expansion's part of a larger effort to open 500 new stores across the globe, mostly in North America. Mark Kestenbaum oversees real estate for the company. He says the expansion will likely start near existing stores in northwest and northeastern Wisconsin before moving to the central and southern parts of the state.
We're taking a look at the entire state, and we have certain areas that we're very excited about, right? Some of them are a little bit secret, but we're very excited about Green Bay, Appleton.
Circle K already has about 30 stores in Wisconsin. They have more than 14,000 stores in 26 countries and territories. Coming up, we all have our go-to activities for the wintertime. In today's Wisconsin life, one man's favorite activity is playing backyard poker. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Winter has a way of wearing you down, but there are ways to get by. Producer Steve Gotcher has found one way to cope.
Winter can take its toll on your mind. The walls close in, the sky is gray, and the snow piles up. Every morning you bundle up, scrape the windshield, crank the heat, trudge to work. Then the call comes.
Hey, Steve, it's John. Want to play a little poker Saturday night around 7:30? Give me a call and let me know if you're in. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
That call means there's a reason to keep going, if only until Saturday. Yep, it's poker on Saturday night. But this isn't just any poker game. It's all about the location. From the street, the house on Madison's Near East Side looks like all the rest. But a short walk down the narrow drive to the tiny backyard reveals an unexpected scene. Christmas trees snatched from the curb are arranged in the deep snow surrounding a 12 by 14 foot canvas cabin tent. A short path has been shoveled to the zipper that opens the flaps. Nearby, bottles of beer poke out of the snowbank. Candle lanterns light the backyard, and a warm glow emanates from the kerosene lanterns inside. Smoke curls from the stovepipe, poking out of the roof. Inside, a large wood stove puts out ample heat and warms every corner. An old toboggan sitting on crates holds a lantern, a few half-full whiskey bottles, and an assortment of cups and glasses. There's an old dining room table and chairs with a couple of lanterns, some bowls of chips, and a deck of cards in the middle of the tent. People filter in and take their place at the table, each with a container full of change and a beverage of choice. The smell of kerosene, wood smoke, and canvas permeates as our eyes adjust to the lantern light.
All right, what do you say?
Let's play poker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Want to cut? Okay, we're going to do a seven-card stud.
John, our host, deals the first hand, and everyone throws in a quarter, the maximum bet, as cards get dealt around the table. Five-card draw, seven-card stud, between the sheets, guts, Texas Hold'em, seven-card no peek. Each new dealer picks their favorite game.
For that, I'll bet a quarter. I just put in a quarter.
Thanks for the prompt.
You put a quarter in, right?
Yes, I did. Okay. I did, absolutely.
Just keeping these guys honest.
Yeah, you need to.
It's easy to play if you don't have to put any money in.
As the game progresses, the city melts away, and you can imagine that the tent is somewhere in the deep woods, far away, where no one can find you. The mood is easy, and the cares of the outside world are forgotten for now. Table talk flows from the weather to how are the kids doing, what's up at work, and how much is that current bet? It's an evening of pleasant conversation with moments of deep concentration as players contemplate whether to bet or fold. The excitement grows with the pot, until someone lays down the winning hand and rakes in the small pile of change in the center of the table. A night of poker in the tent with the snow, the discarded Christmas trees, and the wood heat is a transcendent experience. It's a great escape from the icy cold of winter while embracing it at the same time.
Really? On that Jack 10, huh?
I'm gonna step out on this.
Wow.
Look at that.
Just like that.
I'm always delighted when I get the call that there will be poker on Saturday night.
All right.
But right now, there's time for one more hand. And that's a good thing, because baby needs new shoes.
Well, don't let your deal go down. I never let your deal go down. Well, don't let your deal go down. Till your last old dollar's gone.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television, in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Steve Gotcher.
And that'll do it for the final Friday in January. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and Mallory Chang and John Davis were our producers today. We'll be right back in your podcast feed Monday morning. Hit that subscribe button, tell a friend, and help spread the word about the show. We appreciate it so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.